I think his comments reflect a couple of things. First, he is reflecting greater confidence that the renewed support that the Sudan Armed Forces are receiving from their external partners, that they feel that they can push back on the RSF and reclaim territory. Yet, it also points to the fact that this indeed has become a regional conflict where you have competing regional rivals like the UAE, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, pushing for their vested interest in Sudan. And they see the instability in Sudan as an opportunity to gain greater leverage in the region at the expense, we should note, of Sudanese civilians. And so this really points to the importance of having a strong, neutral international body like the United Nations, with the support of the African Union, to really broker these agreements that might come out of the negotiations and to really provide an even-handed mediating posture so that the respective rivals can build confidence in whatever solution is negotiated. We're at a point now where there's such a competition and a worry that one regional rival is going to gain advantage against another that none of them are willing to back away. And so there really needs to be a strong international engagement supported by strong international actors like the United States and Europe, who don't have vested interest in Sudan, to try and negotiate both a ceasefire and then a drawing down of the resources that are going into the conflict. We're also going to need to see some sort of commitment of peacekeeping forces. And while that's not a popular recommendation, just given the level of polarization, given the competing rivalries regionally, it's really going to take some neutral force that can create the buffer zones that both protect civilians as well as to create an opportunity for the militant forces on both sides to stand down and create the space for stability and a longer-term peace agreement.
So, with RSF controlling most of Darfur, could that conflict lead eventually to another partitioning of Sudan?
Well, this is the real worry that, this conflict has gone on long enough. And the regional actors have now become so involved that we could realistically see the carving up and the fragmentation of Sudan. That's going to be very difficult to put back together. So that is why there needs to be interests that are representing Sudanese citizens. They are the ones who are being squeezed out of this because of the rival military actors and the support they're getting from regional rivals. But in the process, the aspirations of Sudanese civilians for a civilian democratic government are being lost, as well as the hope for the stability and cohesion of Sudan, a country that is very strategically located on the border of the Red Sea, linking Africa with the Arab world, with borders with seven other countries in a region that's already highly unstable.